June couldn't be here this morning, so you got the second. And then change it to the tentative agenda. Meet with department heads and elected officials. Terry, how are things in the auditor's office?
Slowing down, getting better, so we're just still moving along on the election and just moving on to the next phases of everything else, getting ready for the Danville special election. And I just remind everybody that this is the last week for the fall cleanup too. Because that is, runs through December 1st. So this is the last week for the fall cleanup.
Thank you. Chris Wee, conservation.
Digging out of the snow, I guess. It's kind of defining us right now. Other than that, we are working on finalizing our strategic plan. My board will approve, I believe, next week. So we'll have that all finalized, kind of setting our priorities for the next 5 years. And then we are going to be submitting a fish habitat grant to build a little pond, about a 3/4 acre pond in Big Hollow. We've got a spot where we've got some gully erosion that's taking some sediment to the lake. It's just on the west edge of the campground. And so we're going to submit a fish habitat grant to build a structure there to stop that erosion. So if we get that, we'll have a pond literally right on the edge of the campground. The DNR will sock it with fish and everything, so it'll make a nice little fishing spot right there. The campground became kind of. So it's part of our bigger watershed project that we're doing. Over the last 2 or 3 years, we've done a big assessment of the watershed at Big Hollow. We looked at everywhere where there's water coming into the creek that feeds the two creeks that feed the lake. And we assessed all the erosion and runoff that comes into the lake there. Over the next several years, we're going to be doing some more water quality monitoring and trying to do some watershed improvements. Kind of like what GEO is doing, only we're trying to be on the front side of it before things get bad. Trying to implement that and just make sure that the watershed is clean as possible with the water coming into the lake there. So it'll be a long-term process, but something we've been working on for the last few years, really kind of ramping that up. And so this pond that we're gonna hopefully build this next year is kind of the first real structure that's gonna come from that. That's about it right now.
Okay, sounds good, thank you. Amy, how are things in the county attorney's office?
Excuse me, good, busy. Sorry I'm late, I had court this morning. So we're very busy. We've got a jury trial going today. One of my attorneys is now on maternity leave, so I'm down two attorneys right now. So we're just very busy, but keeping up as we always do, and we never complain. We just one day at a time. So just busy, but thank you.
Thanks, Amy. Rodney, our thank you maintenance.
Good morning. We was busy with the snow, but other than that, got an agenda item today. Thank you.
Angie, excuse me, I didn't mean to interrupt you, Robbie.
No, you're okay.
Angie, safety.
Good morning. I don't really have that much other than just a reminder for everyone to please slow down, pay attention to the changing weather and the roads, and make sure you give the chef plenty of time to get to and from the places you need to go. And when they say there's a blizzard, stay home.
Yeah. They meant it. Doug, how's everything at the jail?
Everything's doing pretty good. With the weather, the courts have helped us out quite a bit on changing some transport so we don't have to go across the state in the snow. So they're helping us out pretty good there. Population's down to 76 this morning, which is very nice. We still have quite a few housed out of county just because we can hold 6 females, and we have 11 or 12 right now, and just different places where we're trying to find a place for them to fit. So we still have some people out of county, but other than that, it's going in a positive direction at least.
Good. Lisa Schaefer, county attorney-elect.
Just continuing to wind down the private practice and continuing to withdraw. I have meetings with law enforcement officials over the next couple weeks to start working on some projects with them, but just making the transition.
Kevin Glendanny, looks like you're here from the sheriff's office.
I guess I could say that everybody's keeping up with things quite well. A little influx with business from the snow and some other things coming in, but.
Long weekend?
Yeah. Yep, they kept up with it quite well.
Good, good, good. Colin, how things in IT?
Good, busy like always, just doing day to day, working on some server upgrades and trying to move some digital imaging over to a new TCM system. So with Tyler, that's about it.
How does that little disclaimer you put on emails from out of the county? I think that's probably handy, so you look a little harder.
That's the whole idea. Yeah.
Yeah.
It seems to be working out pretty well for the most part. So.
Does it? Okay, good.
Is that is there a program 365? I got something keeps giving me mail. Something about 365.
Our email and everything in our office is housed through Microsoft's 365 mail service, so you might be in something then.
Okay.
That's about it, though.
Brian, how's everything in secondary roads? How much snow do we get?
Well, with all the wind, I don't know how you know for sure, but I'd have to say somewhere around 10 inches. That should probably be my opinion, I guess. But I don't know. We had a mess. Still have a mess, actually. I think this is, I guess, you're never looking for a good reminder, but we had a number of people yesterday that needed to be reminded that not all the roads get cleared, especially the gravel roads in the first day. So there are folks that we worked motor graders from 5 yesterday till 6 last night. We'll run again today on that, and we may be able to get everything at least once by tonight. It's just, it was a really wet, heavy snow, and it's a slow process for a motor grader when you're dealing with that much snow, and it's wet and heavy on top of that. So trucks ran Sunday until right around dark or a little after dark. If you were out at all, it went from being a whiteout to just being, once the sun went down, you're just blinded. You couldn't see anything in that driving snow. So we pulled off and went back at it Monday early and ran trucks all day yesterday, ran them early today. Pavement should be pretty well cleaned up today. Like I said, gravels, it'll be every bit of today. Might be a few that are still tomorrow, and then they'll spend the next day or two just cleaning back and knocking back drifts. And I guess I would give a reminder to the public out there, especially if you're new out into the gravel roads, living out there, or new to an area, that once you get this kind of a snow, until we either get a melt or something to that effect, it'll only take a north wind and a small snow, and those drifts that you saw that you couldn't drive through or you got stuck in before, they'll be right back there and they'll be just as deep, even though it's only a 1 or 2 inch snow. Once you've got the ditches full, once that drift has started and the motor graders get it knocked back and there's that big windrow, especially coming from the north or the west, if you get that wind and a couple inch snow, it'll fill that right back in. So from here on out, I mean, it doesn't take a whole lot to make a road impassable until, like I said, until it melts or whatever. Just a reminder on that, I guess. I did want to mention, I missed last week, obviously we didn't get a mild November. So the asphalt contractor that was hoping to get down Mediapolis Road, which was the last portion of their asphalt project to do, did not get done. So they went ahead and all the areas that they had milled and were rough for, seemed like forever, those have all filled back in temporarily for now. And they got a little bit of other stuff done. They still have some shouldering they have to do, actually. They were hoping to do that this week, and that's not gonna happen. So pavement markings got finished up on the completed sections this weekend when it was warm. So they're still needing to button up a few things, but there'll be no more asphalt. They'll come back next spring when conditions are better and go back to finishing that project. They'll remill all the spots and stuff like that. And then there's a little project on Sperry Road that didn't get done either. They got some of that done, but they went ahead and put temporary stuff back in. So kind of just, you know, I think they gambled on a mild November, which a lot of years would be just fine. That's not what we got. So Beaverdale did get done, though. I should note that portion of that project got done, got shoulders. got driveways tied in, and it's pretty much complete, so.
Good. Thank you.
Yep.
Jared, that's everything in the Southeast Iowa Regional Planning.
Doing all right, keeping busy as usual, a lot of new land use inquiries. We got one item on the agenda today, other than that, nothing new to report.
Thank you. Ken Heinman, Coordinator of Disability Services.
Yeah, we're having, we're doing a lot of helping people with disabilities like normal. The one thing this week that's different is I've been invited tomorrow to go speak at the Burlington High School with transitioning students who are transitioning from school to adult services and their parents and teachers. And so that's going to be a big event with a lot of providers also invited. So it's always good. We try and do that every year, but tomorrow's going to be the day. I hope we get good attendance, so from 3 to 5. That's about it.
Thank you.
Do
you have anything?
No, I'm fine.
Correspondence. Seeing no correspondence. Public input, session number one. If anybody from the public would like to address the board, please stand up and give us your name and address for the record. Seeing no one rise, we will proceed to discussion and vote. We have a resolution and final plat for the Leonard Dale subdivision.
All right, so we have subdivision minor subdivision located in Union Township, just off of Highway 61 by Rock Spring Road. It actually includes four lots, but the proposed current use of agriculture is proposed to remain the same following the subdivision. All of this land is currently owned by Leonard Dale Farms. They had an auction late last month, and that's going to be divided into four parts off to different buyers. For the most part, there's very little change. You essentially already have four functional lots to begin with, but the boundary between some of those lots is proposed to change based on existing farm field, the edges of existing farm fields, and in the case of lot 2 and 3, where it switches over from top ground to open space CRP. So that's part of that, is just adjusting those lines to more accurately reflect the existing use pattern. For lots 2 through 4, they currently technically include two lots on either side of the quarter section line, with a little strip on the east side of that. And as part of this subdivision for 2 through 4, those two pieces will be joined together. Lot 1 is technically not going to be changed at all. It's that it already exists, but it was just the preference of the surveyor that it be included in this as well, as it's part of the full auction sale for these lots. And then in lot 2, there will be a small section broken out for an existing Pioneer Cemetery along Rock Spring Road. We did not receive any notable comments or criticism of this subdivision through our departmental review, as to be expected, given that it's largely a fairly straightforward situation here, where it's used for farmland now, not proposed to change. So with that, I should also note we do have a fence waiver. There is the one property that's already been broken out of what is to be lot 4 at the bottom, where there's a house there, and that will be residential bordering ag, so we got a signature from that owner. With that, we would recommend approval of the Leonard Dale subdivision.
So I assume that those boundaries must follow a direct terrain?
What?
Boundaries must follow the terrain?
Yes, yes.
Boy, I'll tell you, I'd hate to have most of them. It's all over the place. I move to approve.
Second. Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes.
They're going to let the sheep mow it.
We'll get these signed for you after the meeting.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jared. We have a resolution setting date and time for the fiscal year 2019 budget amendment. Be it resolved, the Board of Supervisors hereby fixes the time and place for a public hearing on the fiscal 19 budget amendment for Tuesday, December 11th, 2018 at 9 a.m. in the boardroom at the Des Moines County Courthouse. The Des Moines County Budget Director is hereby directed to publish the notice. An estimated summary is required by law. This resolution shall take effect immediately. Approved this 27th day of November, 2018.
Second. You read it?
So moved. Terry?
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jail control board quotes. That would be you, right, Rodney?
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
These are some quotes for the jail control panel. We had a work session back in September. Really not much has changed since then. We had a meeting with me and Jack, Doug, and Colin with Simplex Johns Controls, kind of double checking some things. We had some questions they clarified. So with that, we had a quote from Simplex Johns Controls for $126,104.51. Quote from Sedaptic was $289,967.07. And Accurate Controls for $2,001.965.42. So we would recommend to go with Simplex Johns Controls for the new control panel.
Did you have any luck trying to negotiate the maintenance with them? And I know you didn't have much leverage.
Yeah, they're pretty decent to work with. They there's going to be two computer systems, so one will be on standby. So they don't necessarily work on the computer part of itself. So if the main one would go down, the standby one would be used, and they'd have to send that computer system in. But the rest of it. They would be on call just like they currently are for any issues right now.
Okay.
So basically 24/7 need them.
Absolutely. I mean the Sedaptic is obviously it's an awesome system, but price wise it doesn't compare. So
50 whatever it is,
$1,000
a lot of convenience.
Yeah, exactly. I understand completely.
Yeah, those are the quote numbers. We have some reoccurring costs with the fire control panel.
Yeah.
For the annual agreement and the annual agreement for the main control panel, Sedaptic. You don't necessarily have the annual control or the control panel, but you'd still have, they don't do the fire control panel, so Simplex would have to do that still. So there'd still be the annual cost in that, and the same with Accurate Controls. So there's still some annual costs for the annual agreements, maintenance agreements on those things. But yeah, like Sedaptic was great. I mean, it was a lifetime warranty, but you know, even with no, and they wouldn't have an annual fee, but it would take like 70, 80 years, you know, for really that to pay out. So it just didn't make business sense to go with theirs.
What kind of a schedule have you got?
They said it would take at least like 4 weeks to really draw it up. So we're looking probably like 2 months out by the time we get it drawn up and get the parts and get everything. And then we took it about 2 months.
This actually will need Cheryl need to touch base with Bob Johnston and get her pay for this out of that line of credit. So we'll have to, this wasn't in the original 2019 budget. So we were hoping we could get by without replacing it. But what the legislature did do is they didn't remove the backfill for Des Moines County or for anyone. So, and we didn't include that in our budget. So we picked up about $110,000 in the line of credit levy, the debt service levy. So we'll be able to pay for this. It'll work out great, but we have to we'll have to have a resolution to do that with. So But you don't need a vote on this, you just need a sense to go ahead.
Yeah, we kind of need a vote to approve the quote so they can get working on it.
I'll make a motion to approve the Simplex.
Second.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokers?
Yes.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Rodney.
I know you guys take some time on that.
Well, I'll be glad when it's in.
Absolutely.
I sure hate to see you lose that lifetime guarantee, though.
Yeah.
It's gone.
There's no way to recoup that one. That will happen in like 95 or 6, and I don't think there's anybody there for that verbal lifetime.
Yeah, they don't make all those parts anymore either.
Yeah, exactly. That's the whole key right there is there's no parts available, so.
Okay, well, good. I'm glad to hear that. Personnel action for the sheriff's office. John Williams, part-time courthouse security, resignation.
Move to approve.
Second. Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokers?
Yes. We have a report for the Dewey Buyer Trust for the quarter ending September 30th, 2018. It will be on file in the auditor's office and available for review. We have minutes for the regular meeting of November 20th, 2018.
Move to approve.
Second, Terry.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokers?
Yes. Any other business?
I have none.
Future agenda items? I have none other than we'll have to set up a public hearing for that.
Line of credit.
I would mention that we do have a job application open. It's being advertised in all those local papers for a maintenance worker in our shop. So in case you forgot about that, I think I let you know we were advertising, but it is in all the newspapers. So if somebody asks you a question, they can call our office and get a form.
Okay. Thank you. Committee reports. Medical Assistance Advisory Council last week, that executive meeting council, and we got an opportunity to bring up that problem with the service rate reductions on the U9s. What the MCO has been doing a little bit is if someone rated or, you know, is assessed as a U9, which is the highest level of care, and so they get put into a facility. They didn't used to reassess those individuals for 6 months to a year. Now they're doing it in 30 to 90 days. Most of the U9s, I think, are 30. But then they like to reassess them down. They still require being in a supervised facility, but they don't pay as much. So anyway, but Medicaid Bureau Chief and the Director of Public Health asked me to write it up, send it to him. So I've got some information from Bob Bartles and Ryan Wood and some ideas for him. So maybe that'll get their attention. That's all I've got. Public input, session number two. Anybody from the public would like to address the board, please stand up. Your name and address for the record. See no one rise. And with a happy birthday to Kevin Glenn Denny. We would be adjourned with an aye.
Aye. See, if we'd known that earlier, we'd have thanked you.
That's why I didn't bring it up earlier.
He's shaking his head.